Thank you.
Hello, Rich here.
Hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. And you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I saw the text that we're going back and forth this morning, and you wanted to see if you had room on a credit card. Is it going to be the same one ending in 3559 or a different one?
Well, I think for the time being, we'll just put her on a checking account check.
Okay. So we'll do that as kind of like a one-time courtesy. But if you have a card with room on it for next month, you know, when it gets closer to your billing, just try to call up and change that billing method, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, of course. So for the checking account, what's the name of the bank?
Wells Fargo.
Okay. And the routing number?
Is that on the left?
Yes, it's usually the first 9 digits.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
125-008-547.
Okay, and I'm just going to do a little search here. Wells Fargo routing number Washington, just to see. Yep, that's it. 125-008-547. Okay, perfect. And then the account number?
It's 0428-637-581.
So 0428-637-581?
Right.
Excellent. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you'll be good to go. I have a question, though. Have you been on your dashboard yet to see the progress that's going on with the account?
No, you'd laugh. My technology understanding is very little. I just wing it.
That's good. That's the way to be when you're in business, right? Don't feel bad about that, because my dad, he works for 7 different lines. He's a manufacturer's rep, and he's the most old school person that you can meet, and it's fine. He knows how to reach his customers, and they know how to reach him, right? I love it. That's so cool. The only reason I asked is that you can go on the dashboard at any time and update the billing method, but I think for you it'd probably be easier just to call us when that time comes, you know? But let me see here. There's a note on the account that there is a phone verification available for you through Google. So let me see if they can do that right now. What they will happen is Google is going to text you a 5-digit code, and then you would just get it back to me, and then we'll submit it to Google, and then they'll complete the verification. So let me just see if anyone's available to trigger that text right now. Anyone available for phone?
So the separate deal besides payment?
Yeah, so what happens when we bring a new client on board is before Google can publish the listing, they want to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. So they will sometimes verify that you actually have a 206, you know, area code number, and that protects you from a big corporation trying to come into the area and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have that phone number, which has a local area code. But which number do you get text messages on? The one that ends in 3094, which is this one, or the 6677 number?
Yes, the first one.
Okay, so let me let the technician know, just in case they send the text right now, which number.
I did get it.
Oh, you did. Okay, good. So that's it. So then give me the 6-digit code, and that important piece of the puzzle will be taken care of.
704-328.
Excellent. Okay, good. I'm so happy that they responded so quickly and that you were still on the phone with me. Okay, so you're all good to go. So thank you so much for taking care of that, Richard. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week.
Okay.
Have you at least seen the website that we got up and running for you?
I plead the Fifth Amendment. I'm a hypersensitive guy. I intend to. Just what sequence and code to access is beyond me. But anyway, just to verify, we paid the $398, not the $199, right?
No, you paid the $199. The next $199 isn't due until the 27th of this month, but I don't want you to have two payments like that so close together. I can push the next one out 30 days from today, which will give you till January 7th until the next one's due.
Okay, I wrote a note for myself to clear my credit card, you know, to clear and check. I think I can send an extra credit card payment. You know, extra payment and clear space, I think, you know.
Okay. Well, now you have a little more time. You don't have to do it in the next 20 days, you know. We'll push it out to January 7th, so you'll have the whole month. And then I'll send you an email right now that just says link to your website just so that you can see it. And there's a little orange banner up there right now. Don't panic when you see that. That's just because we had trouble with the payment. Now that the payment went through, that orange banner will come down within one business day. So that's just a temporary thing. It's meant to be a friendly reminder to have you call us, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Tina. Here, can I give you a hug?
Oh, yeah, you can give me a virtual hug through the phone, and that definitely made my day. So thank you for doing that. That's so sweet of you, Richard. And have a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday, too, in case I don't hear from you again, okay?
Same to you. Bless you. Thanks, Tina.
Bless you. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.